Hello, Internet. This is a little bonus episode. This is cut from episode 104 of the Assorted Calibers podcast, and Aaron liked it so much, she said, hey, Weird, why don't you cut that separate and have that be an entirely separate entity and just release it for people to listen to on its own? So here we go. This is a little segment from the beginning of A Weird Audio Fist from episode 104. This is, we could call it the Michael Bloomberg conspiracy. So I'd like to start this Fisk off with a bit of a conspiracy theory. Michael Bloomberg had an ill-fated run for president. Its duration really could be measured in weeks. Why? Well, because just about everybody hates him. Republicans hate him. Democrats hate him. Progressives hate him. Democratic socialists hate him. Women hate him. Minorities hate him. But most of all, gun owners hate him. Because he is the number one threat to the Second Amendment. And actually, I would argue he is the sole threat to the Second Amendment. This can be a problem because whenever he made a move against the Second Amendment, if we mention that the bill is sponsored by Michael Bloomberg, or the news article comes from Michael Bloomberg, or the study comes from the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Health, we already have a head start in the court of public opinion. Because even that lady with the Elizabeth Warren bumper sticker on her car and a "Nevertheless, she persisted" tattoo hates Michael Bloomberg even more than they hate gun owners. Bloomberg tried to hide this by renaming Mayors Against Illegal Guns Every Town for Gun Safety and forming spin-off groups headed by other people like Moms Demand Action, The Trace, and March for Our Lives. But everybody knows that Bloomberg is cutting the checks and Bloomberg is calling the shots. So what to do? Now this is what I would do if I was an evil billionaire looking to destroy the Second Amendment. You see, gun control isn't very popular. Sure, you can write a poll that gets 60-80% of respondents to say they support gun control. And if you live in an anti-gun deep blue state, you might be able to get 50-60% of the people coming to the polls to vote for a referendum. But in reality, people excited enough to volunteer or donate money for gun control are few and far between. Because of this, when Everytown started showing that it had surpassed the former powerhouse corporate anti-gun lobby, the Brady Campaign, suddenly, the Brady Campaign started seeing its donations dry up. And the once mighty corporate lobby fell on financial tough times. It would appear that America isn't big enough for more than one gun control lobby. But recently, the Brady Campaign had a massive reorg. They changed their name to the mononym Brady, and suddenly are making content again. Same with Americans for Responsible Solutions. Mark Kelly found that he could never get his little lobbying group off the ground while under the shadow of Michael Bloomberg. And every month, you heard less and less from them. Until last year, when they had a massive reorg and they changed their name to the mononym Giffords. And suddenly, they are producing content again. And much of their events are being done in tandem with Everytown. This is all speculation, but I suspect that both groups were losing so much money that they were considering disbanding. And at that point, it wouldn't take that much money for them to be quietly bought out, say, by an anti-gun billionaire.